Our scripture readings today are Psalms 56, verses 3 and 4, and Isaiah 26, verse number 3. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose words I praise. In God, I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? And Isaiah, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee.
Amen. I thank God today. I thank him for just being God. I thank him for loving me so much that he died on the cross for my sins. I thank him that he takes the time every day to show me that he loves me. And I thank God for, again, for all of you. I'll take the time to thank God for all of you. And I give honor to our trustees and to our board and to the elders and to all of you, the congregation. And I just thank God today. I'm always so grateful because I can see how wonderful God is every day in my life. I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, you did that. Amen. You allowed me to open my eyes this morning. And so I just praise him today for being a wonderful God. Now today, as you can see, I'll refer back to this picture, so keep it in your mind. But haven't we all kind of been at that point in our lives where we're just like, ooh, I know God has me, but it's a little scary to step off this cliff or to step into this new situation. And so that's what I want to talk about today. But before I go into that, I want to play a little game, if you'll give me a moment. I was reading this post and it said, give me a life lesson in 4 words. And so I want to ask that of you today. Think about it for a moment. What is a life lesson? And tell it to me in 4 words. Something that you've learned. I'll give you just a minute. And then anyone who wants to, I only need one. If one person will volunteer, I won't put you all on the spot. But I do want someone to answer. Tell me, what do you think? A life lesson in 4 words. In the back. All right, I like that. No is a complete sentence. And it's important that we learn no. It's okay to say no in some situations. Anyone else? Larry? All right, you're not. I like that. You're not the scorekeeper. Very good. I like that. So those were both great. Anyone else want to share one before I move on? Okay, but think about it. I want you to think about it. That's where this sermon came from today. So I was looking at some posts and different things, and it said, what's a life lesson in 4 words? And I started to think over my life. What is something that I've learned and that has really just been inbred in me throughout my whole life? And it was, you can trust God. You can trust God no matter what comes, no matter what a situation may arise, you can trust God. And so that's what I want to talk about today for just a few minutes. And so we're going to jump right into Proverbs 3:5-6. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. And so he kind of is giving us some instructions on how to trust him. It's very difficult sometimes to trust and not lean on our own understanding, because I can look at a situation and I will be, I don't see how that's going to work. You know, we can all kind of come to that. I don't see how that's going to work. But when we lean not to our own understanding and know that God has a plan for us, and if we can just trust in him and take a step off of that cliff, as the picture showed. I thought it was a perfect example that Lori picked. But if we can take a step off of that, we know that you can trust God. It takes me right back to those 4 words. You can trust God, no matter what your situation may be. So now there is a story that I love to share stories, and I hear that you guys like to hear them sometimes. So we're going to jump into a Bible story that I want to talk about as far as an example of trusting God, taking a leap of faith and trusting God, knowing that regardless of what the situation looks like, God's going to keep you. He's got you in the palm of his hand, and he's going to bring you to that expected end. So the scripture that I want to go to is Joshua 12:14. And this scripture talks about Rahab, and they call her Rahab the harlot. So that alone should let you know she probably has some trust issues, if that's what they're referring to her as. And so She had to take a big leap of faith to trust the spies that were sent from Israel to spy out the new land or the promised land. She had to take a leap of faith to trust that if she hid them, that they would do what they promised to do for her. And that's kind of where the story is. She's telling them exactly what she needs, and that she's taking a leap of faith to trust them. It says, Joshua 2, 12 through 14. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and my mother, my brothers and my sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death. Our lives are for your lives. The men assured her, if you don't tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land. So she hid them. If you know the story, she hid them while they were scoping out the city. She hid them in her house. And this is Rahab. And she was known as Rahab the harlot or Rahab the prostitute. And so it was a big chance. She already, probably on the outskirts because of the position that she was in and the job she was doing. But then she took a chance and hid those spies so that they could scope out the land for the Israelites to come in. I think I thought of her, and there's so much more to the story, but my main point was, wow, what a leap of faith. What a trust that you can trust in God to know that she's risking her whole family's life by allowing them to stay in her house while they're scoping out the land to come and conquer the land. What a leap of faith that was. Have we ever been in a situation where, gosh, our life was almost at risk, but we had to take a stand and trust God and trust that he had what was best for us? And because she did that, they actually kept their promise, and her family was spared in that. And so, just to encourage you, sometimes it's hard to trust God, but you can trust God. Those same four words. You can trust God, even when the situation is hard, even when it's dangerous. You can trust God. God has you right in the palm of his hand. He says he will never leave us. He said he will never forsake us. He is with us always. So you can trust God. My next scripture is one that I experience often. And that is, sometimes situations scare me and I feel fear. But I still have to walk in faith. I still have to trust God. I still have to know I can trust God, even through the fear. One of the ministers, she said, you have to do it afraid. And sometimes we do, because we trust God. Even though we're fearful, we have to take a leap of faith. We have to do it in our fear and trust that God is going to bring us through. So Psalms 56, 3 through 4 says, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God, I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? And that's something to really think about. When God is for us, who can be against us? Who can be against us? Who can bring anything against us? Who can say anything? If God is on your side, you've got the best partner in the world. He's going to take care of you. He's going to fight for you. And so I was just thinking over this year, how many leaps of faith I had to take to end up here. I mean, just so many things in my life had changed over this year, and so many directions have just changed for me from things that I'd done for just almost a lifetime has changed. And I had to trust God that this really was the path that he had for me. And like I was saying, I was telling my sister when I was thinking about it yesterday, I'm like, wow, God, this really is the path that you have for me. But I had to take a leap of faith. To trust that, okay, you really do, even though this is not anything that I know, even though this is just so different and I'm doing life totally differently now, I trust you that you have the right plan for me. I trust you that you have a plan for me. And so a story that I want to share, but my life was like that. I felt like that most of this year, like the guy hanging, right, stepping off the cliff. I felt like that most of the year, but I thank God that he brought me through and brought me to this place right now in my life. But the story I want to share is, it's a bit of an emotional story for me, but it was truly a walk in faith, a walk in trust in God. We had to truly trust God through the situation. And this story happens to be about my sister Barbara. And I'm so thankful for her because she is truly my partner, my friend, my very best friend. And a few years back, she had to have surgery. And so it was February, and we were getting ready to celebrate my mom's 70th birthday, and we had planned this real big, elaborate event. It really was an event. It was a three-day birthday celebration for her. And she said, well, I'll do the surgery, and then I'll be ready. I'll do it a week before, and I'll have time to recover. And it just didn't go the way we thought. She went into surgery, and they came out, and they said, oh, we had a little trouble. And so we were okay, all right. And then they came back, okay, we have to do a second surgery. And so they did it. And after the second surgery, she had heart issues where her heart was not beating, and then it was beating erratically, and it was just traumatic. It was traumatic for all of us. And so it had brought her down to ICU. And when I first walked into the room, it just like terrified me to see her lying there because she didn't look like she was alive. So it was very terrifying for us. And we were so afraid, but there was nothing we could do in the natural, but we had to put our trust in God, know that God is the healer. And so we stayed that night, and that night, the first night in ICU, we stayed, my sister Donna and I, we stayed at the hospital with her. And we were sitting there, and we were, you know, half asleep. And the room turned into like an episode of Grey's Anatomy. There were doctors everywhere, and they were all over her. And they were, we got her, and we got to bring her, you know. And, oh, my God, we just held hands, and we just started praying. Because we didn't have, there was nothing we could do. Literally, they pushed us to the back of the room. And I'll get that later. They pushed us to the back of the room, and we just, all we could do was start praying. We just started praying together. We took hands, and we just started praying. And saying, God, we have no other place to turn to. Our trust is in you. We want our sister. We want our baby sister, especially she's the baby of the family. We want her here with us. And so we just touched and agreed and just kept praying and praying. And eventually they got everything better because she's here. Thank God. So they did get everything in order for her, but it was such a wild and traumatic experience for us. And so, what our mom had taught us over the years is that you can trust God when you can't do anything. And truly, we couldn't do anything. We weren't doctors. There was nothing we could do to save her. We had to trust that God's hands of healing and protection were on her. And so we, that's exactly what we did. And so I just thank God. I thank God for her. And I thank God that in that he taught us another lesson of trusting him. And, sang this song to her, and I wasn't sure if I was going to sing it or not, but I think I will sing just a verse of it. But the rest of that night, I sat over her bed, my sister Donna and I, and we just kept singing healing songs to her. And this one was called Healing Jesus. And so if you will allow me, I'll sing just a quick verse of it, because there really was healing in the song. And she came back to us. And so I just thank God for that. But it's called Healing Jesus, and it says, what a healing Jesus I found in you. What a healing Jesus you restore, refresh, and renew. You're my healing Jesus for such a time as this. Arise on healing wings, Son of Righteousness. Amen. And I thank God that he is our healer. Amen. And I always have to add that in because he's my healer. But we sang that all night long because our trust was in God. You can trust God. When you can't trust anything else, you can trust God. And I just thank him again for bringing her out of that. And, you know, we trust in a lot of things. We do. We trust in our cars that they're going to get us where we need to go. And we trust in our houses, and we trust in our jobs and our friends and our family. But all of those things can fail us. But God never fails. Jesus never fails us. And so you can trust in God. You can trust in him. Psalms 20:7 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. So some trust in all of those things, cars, houses, family, friends, all of that can fail. But we trust in God because you can trust God. I want you to go out of here today, and when you think about those four words, when trials come, when troubles come, get those four words back again. It's a life lesson. You can trust God. And my final scripture today is Isaiah 26:3-4. It says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." The way to have perfect peace, trust in God. You can trust in God, and he will keep you in perfect peace. Amen. We're all seeking peace for every situation, every trial, everything that comes. But if you keep your mind on God, keep your heart in him, he will keep you in perfect peace. You put your trust in him. Amen. Amen. All right. So I am going to pray here. And what I want to pray for today is for those who are facing challenges of trust, of trusting in God. You're challenged because I've had young people tell me, "I don't know. It feels like he's just not answering me." And I told them, "All I know is to trust God. I don't have another answer right now. That's what my mom taught us, and I've seen it work." And so I want to encourage you today that even when it doesn't look like it's working, know that God is working on your behalf. He is working together all things for your good. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you today. God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. You are so wonderful. We thank you, Lord, for those who are facing a challenge of trust. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you would build up trust in their hearts, that they'll begin to see how you're working in their life, how you're working on their behalf. And God, that their trust will increase. Their trust in you will increase. Lord, that they will know they can trust you. And God, we thank you and give you praise, Lord, for being God. We thank you for your mercy, God, and your grace that you show us. And we thank you, Lord, that you are meeting people today at their point of need. I call in finances for those who are struggling, God, in their financial area. I pray, Lord, that you will increase their finances. You are a God that can and does increase. And so we thank you for increasing finances. And then, God, we thank you for those who are in need of a job. We ask that you bless and fill that need for them, God. And Lord, we thank you for safety over each and every one of us, that you would keep us all safe. God, we thank you, Lord God, even for peace again, Lord, in the Middle East. We ask and pray that, Lord, you would bring peace again. And we thank you for that, God. And then, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for being God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your loving kindness to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.